Right. So the Mishnah Peivav Amalev says, Shtei Chaburis, two groups, they're eating in one house, the same Korban Pesach. That's a very important point. They're eating the same Korban Pesach. Eilu Hefken es Peneim Helach. One group can turn their faces and face one direction. Ve'eichlin and eat it. Ve'eilu Hefken es Peneim Helach. Ve'eichlin. And the other group can turn their faces to an opposite direction and eat. Even though it's like two different groups. And if it's two different groups, they're eating the same Korban Pesach and two chaburis, doesn't matter. The Mishnah says you're allowed to eat the same Korban Pesach and two chaburis. Ba'micham be'emsa, and the hot water can be in the middle. You know, they used to dilute the wine. And they used to dilute the wine with hot water. So that hot water can be in the middle. What's the big chiddush? What's the difference where the hot water is?
I just brought in to show that the waiter comes over the other side, so that's not a problem.
It's not a problem for the weights to go to the other side. You're saying that the point of the mission is telling you a chiddush, that you can even have the mecham in the middle, and that the weights will go from one side to the other.
If you have them in the middle, then it's not a problem. Or it's giving hetter case, just like the kala at the end is a hetter case, and it's also a hetter case. In case of the mecham in the middle, it's okay if the waiter shifts smoothly.
So you're saying opposite. You're saying if you want the weights to serve from one side to the other side, then you need the mecham in the middle. That's what you're saying?
I'm not saying
the issue
is not the
issue.
Again, if it's the case of
mecham,
then there's a heter for a waiter to go to the other side.
Right, I mean, you're telling me, in order for a waiter to go from one side to the other side, you need a mecham in the middle. That's exactly what you're saying. If there's a mecham in the middle, then there's a heter for the shamash to go from one side to the other.
Unlimited
heter, yes. Right, that's all you want. So the chiddush of a mecham is a chumrah. The chiddush that you need a mecham in the middle is a chumrah. So you want to have the shamash being serving from one side to the other side, then you need a mecham in the middle. That's what Avram's shot. Everyone like that? I'm not really interested so much what you thought. The net, I want to know what the Rashbam, Rashi, Tosafot, someone knows. Oh, very good. Right, thank you. Sorry, everyone. Sunday morning that triggers that off.
The
mecham
being in the middle
does not divide it. The mecham being in the middle does not divide it. Very nice. It was the mecham in the middle. You might have thought that the mecham would have divided it up, and then you wouldn't have had to have them facing opposite direction. Mecham doesn't divide up. That's, I guess, what you thought. It's not the Rashi. What does Rashi say? Heaven, no Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says something. The mecham. Sorry, maybe I misunderstood what you were saying. So Rashi says the chiddush is come to me kula, right? It comes to me kula. That what? Sorry about that. I take that back. Yeah, after I read the Rashi, I understood what you were saying. I'm sorry. Now mecham shemechamim boi chamin shemuizkim baya. In the mecham that you are diluting the water to dilute the wine, sorry. Rishoyim, you're allowed to lost this empty. You're allowed to put it in the middle. Kidei she'einoyach, so that it should be easier. Lishamish hamishamish, to serve the mishamish, lishten, for both groups. Limzeg, mishom, lekan, or lekan. To pour there and there. The angel mishamish, mishamish, you don't need to change from the general minig of Kol HaShono. Even though you have a break now between the two chabos, this is a Bernard point. Lo yich b'tlan, doesn't matter.
Why would we think that it hasn't been right?
The mission is come.
Have only the other among the chabos, and they split it up. If you want to understand what happens to that exactly, but if you split it up, and they take the two separate houses, that's awesome.
You're not allowed to eat Lo avanti.
Can korban pesach be split up by two families?
That's the machlokes in the Gemara. And the chiddush of our Mishnah is that you can.
Parsha itself, they're not going to have enough people in their home to complete this korban pesach. They can eat
together.
To eat together,
yeah.
They have to
be
eaten together.
That's the machlokes in the Gemara. How many stones don't matter? It's the machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda. Is that in the Gemara? The pastor says, that's the machlokes, have to learn the pastor. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara comes to explain. Machlek is a Buddha, and who's the other one? Buddha and Rabbi Shimon. How to learn what the Pesach means. Does the Pesach mean that you have to eat in one group, or that the Kompesach has to be eaten in one group? That's we'll get to the Gemara, yeah? So the Gemara is going to explain it.
So it doesn't mean it doesn't act as a
Mechitza. Okay. The word, one thing, the word, Kuntarashi. The chiddush of this Mishnah is that it doesn't matter it's in the middle. You're allowed to have it in the middle. What doesn't matter? It's in the middle, you're not allowed to have it in the middle. What's the chiddush of that? The fact that it's in the middle, why would I thought it's a problem? Could be one or two problems. One problem could be is it acts as a barrier between the two. It splits up the group. There's that group and there's this group. And there's a mecham in the middle. And that maybe is a problem. They eat in a competitor in two groups. Says Rashi, there's no problem for that, even though it's a mafsik, because we're going to learn that this mission is going to be done, that competitor can be eaten in two groups.
What is it saying? The mission is talking about head turning away.
Right.
What's the habamina that something in between two groups with their heads turned away would be a problem? It would be helpful. The issue, you're turning your head because you don't want to be associated.
Ramos is making a good point. Ramos is saying that if already we see that the heads can be turned away, so we see they can have two groups. Right? So here's the biggest kiddush though, somewhat. The heads turning away, you're really in the same situation. We're just facing opposite ways. They have something physically separating the two groups. Maybe then that would be called two chaburs, and then you're not allowed to eat them together.
Wait, I thought the mission was saying they can turn their heads away to create two different
right. Maybe I'll tell you why I'm suggesting. Maybe because turning your heads away is not really called two different groups. It's just you're all together. You're just facing opposite directions. If you have something together, right, like a color turning your head away, that's not called two groups. So maybe some facing in different ways is not called two groups. If you have a mecham in the middle, that would make it two groups. And if it's two groups, maybe you can't become Pesach in two groups. No, no, you're allowed to have the Pekon Besaf in two groups. And it doesn't matter if you've got something in between.
Or this doesn't create two groups, that's why it's okay.
Or it doesn't create
two groups.
Yeah, no,
that's
why the Rashi says it does create two groups. Half of each are mastic being a chabot. You know, it is mastic between the chabot. Loyich Bisson. It doesn't matter. Right? Which we're going to say in the Gemara. Although it's mastic, because you're allowed to have to become better in two groups. Since you're allowed to become better in two groups, therefore, even though you've got a hefsek being in, it doesn't matter. Because you're allowed to eat a kompesach in two groups.
Well, the hefsek doesn't make them two groups, the hefsek makes them two locations.
No, it makes it split up the group. You're here, you've got 10 people in one room, pastors is one group. And now you've got something in the middle which makes 5 and 5. Two separate groups.
They turn away from each other, don't make two groups.
Oh, so that's what we're saying. The chiddush in the mission is you might have thought that the reason why it's okay is they turn away from each other because they're still called one group. Like Ramosha said, if you have a color sitting by the table and she faces the other way, that doesn't make it a different group. That's the way it is. You might have thought maybe if they turn away in different, the turn away doesn't make it two groups, and that's why it's okay in the Mishnah. Come on, even if you have a physical thing separating them, so, there are two groups. It's still okay to eat the common vessel, because the common vessel can be eaten in two groups. That's one way how to understand it. What the chiddush is having this thing in the middle. Another way of understanding what the chiddush would be, although I'm asking Rashi doesn't say that is. Another way is the chiddush that even though it's in the middle, you'd have to worry that the shamish will get carried away and will end up eating in both groups, with an arty in both groups. So even though it's in the middle, it's okay, because it doesn't matter that the Shamus is going to be eating. We'd have to worry that maybe the Shamus will be eating in two groups.
So we're treating it as one group.
We're treating it, what do you mean by one group?
If he can go from one to the other.
He can serve both, but he can't eat them both.
Right,
I mean, the two chaburis here, the two chaburis, and the kiddush is, even though the meat comes there, and therefore it's in the middle, why aren't we concerned that he might come to eat in both groups? We don't have to worry, we're going to come to eat in two groups. Yeah.
One time we have two.
One time we have two.
One time we can have two.
Just, a family's gonna have to split themselves up. So I don't think one family can bring two korban pesachs. No, but if there's too many people, then you split yourselves up, and then let's say you've got a family of 100 people in the family. So 50 will bring one korban pesach, 50 will bring another korban pesach.
But can it be in one house?
Can you all be in one chabura eating it? Is that what you're asking?
First, I want to ask you, one family, one unit, eating two.
Trust
two,
is not.
No. So now, two families eating two separate ones in the same occasion.
If they're facing different directions, yes.
They have to face different directions.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because otherwise it's one group. One group should be eating two korban pesach.
One group cannot be eating two.
As far as I know.
So now, that's why the shamash has to be facing. But he can't keep doing the other korban while he's walking to serve the others. Remember this mission that he has to stop chewing.
No, the reason why he has to turn his head is so that they shouldn't be chushashim. The reason why he mustn't eat in the other half is because he mustn't eat in two chabus. Yeah. You're not allowed to eat from one korban pesach in two chabus. Right.
What's the exact definition of being in a chabura? What makes you in a chabura as opposed to another one?
Wherever you start teaching, that's your chabura. It could be your own chabura. You can be on your own. You can be sitting on your own. If you're in one place and you're eating that means that's where you're eating.
Okay. So if I started in chabura A, so why does it make a difference? If I turn my face, don't turn my face, there's someone else there, there's not someone else there. I started eating with chabura A, so it shouldn't matter. Any other details?
You're talking about the Shamash? So you thought these people...
Not specifically Shamash,
okay.
An individual.
So who told you about turning faces?
No, I'm saying the Mishnah said that if they're all in the same house, then the only way that they can eat in the same house is if both groups are turning their
faces. No, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah.
Well, it says, Shtei Chaburu Shehoye Ochlin Vaisafan, Eilu Ochlin Fenayim, Eilu Ochlin.
Means they can. They're allowed to.
They're allowed to turn faces? I thought they're only allowed to be there if they turn their faces.
No, look at Rashi. Eilu kenei veilach. Einon tzichim lahosev elu keneged elu. They do not need to face each other. Li es nirin kechabur achas. To look as if they are one group. Elu eshoim lahapech peneim. They're allowed to turn their faces. Elu eilach veilu eilach. These this way. Vafilo nirin kechtei chaburis. Even though it looks as an appearance of two chaburis. Lo ich vislam. Doesn't bother us. The Aleph Be Gemara, we're going to learn the Gemara, so Shamish is, sorry, I lost the phrase. Shah Pesach Noichal Afish Deibatim, the Pesach can be eaten in two houses, which they have always, the two groups. So they're allowed to face the other way. Eilu Eifim Peneim Eilach means they're allowed to face opposite directions. Cut in half. When you roast it, afters and the effort, it didn't eat it like this. You cut it. Didn't break the bones or something else. But, you can take the meat off the
lamb. You can take the meat off from it and then you split the meat.
Yeah.
I'm saying later on we'll see that they came into a home, or that's like a given?
That's the Gemara in a minute, it's going to say. The Gemara is going to explain the pshat in our mishnah is that you can eat in two homes.
Why not give that to BK? Why give it to the people that are both in the same house? That's a bigger finish with that.
No,
they don't have to eat together because they can turn their faces.
Yeah.
So they still consider Rashi's
saying. So I hit our. It's not going to change the Shabbat. I hit our. let's finish the Mishnah first. Kishashamash Aimid Limzoik. When the shamash stands to be to limzoik, kofetz is piv. By the way, we've stressed a lot about what this chiddush of mecham is. When you learn the Rashbam in Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, you'll see he learns different shots what mecham is. That's why I'm stressing what mecham is. Because the shamash omid limzoik, when the shamash stands to dilute the wine, kofetz is piv. He must firmly shut his mouth. He also has to turn his face. Not quite sure he's going to serve dilute the wine with his head facing the wrong way, but he does that. Ad shemagei tzachaburosa, until he returns to his original group,
he takes the cup.
Maybe the oichol, and then he eats. That means the Mishnah is saying that one person cannot eat in two groups. One person has to eat in the same place. And maybe that's the answer to Yossi's question. Yossi asked, why is the Mishnah talking about two houses, but one house? Why don't we talk about two houses? That is because we want to tell us about the Shamas, about not eating in two places. And that's the most classic case, where you have one Shamas serving two groups. We wouldn't have one Shamas serving two houses. We have one Shamas serving two groups. And the Shamas is not allowed to eat in two places because the Amish is telling us two chiddushim. Kof and pesach can be eaten in two houses, and the shamash and a person can't eat in two places. Right? So that's the answer to your question.
The reason why that the people don't have to turn their faces, they just could, but the shamash has to turn their
faces. Right. Once the people have turned their faces and made themselves into two chaburas, now the shamash is forbidden to eat in two groups. And mainly the shamash is to show everyone he's not eating in the other group. And by that he's going to turn his face.
Rashi said they are not in two groups.
Rashi said.
I think Rashi said.
No, the Mishnah says.
Where's Rashi
say
that?
Yeah.
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 The
Rashi said that.
If it's really one group, then just say Lo Yechvuslam because it's really one group.
It doesn't say that. It says Lo Yechvuslam because you're allowed to have two groups. So then, so then just say Lo Yechvuslam because it's really one group.
Rashi could say, why does Rashi say, they appear Kishtei?
So what you see from here is that looking like two groups is considered two groups. Because you see the shamash and then have to eat by both of them. Why? No shamash would ever serve two homes. Because they have a shamash for each house. You'll never have a shamash that goes out in the cold rain to go to the other person. Never. Or in the hot summer. Wherever you want it to be. A shamash doesn't do that. Shamash is there to serve. Never.
Doesn't go on the home.
So you see that tension. So that's what you see in that. Looking like two groups is considered two groups. Right, so now you also got another chiddush. Why is the Mishnah talking about one home? Why not talk about two homes? So another chiddush. One chiddush I told you is because of the shamash. The some of the chiddush, the shamash can't go from one to the other. And the other chiddush is telling that even though it's only near him kishtei chaburis, it's also considered two chaburis. Even though holiday or in one room, physical location, one room, the fact they're facing opposite directions. Okay, so that just means two groups of people. It doesn't mean necessarily. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's saying the Mishnah calls it two chaburos. Because really, there are. That's the thing here. Really, it was one group that splits up by facing opposite directions. So the Mishnah considers it two chaburos, and Rashi says the reason why it's considered two chaburos is because they look like two chaburos, and therefore they are two chaburos. Right. Kofet. They can do.
They can split afterwards?
I think so, yeah.
Rashi says
you can.
That you're not allowed to.
You can't add. You can't add to the chabura after the shechted. But once you have it shechted, if you have 10 people each who shechted one compass, they can split up and they come 5 and 5. Okay. Kofet is Piv, the master is Bonov. It starts chaburosi. Rashi. Yeah, Kofet is Piv. Anyone got that, Rashi? Kofet is Piv. That's where we're after, right? Kofet is Piv, the master is Bonov. It starts chaburosi. He's allowed to, he should firmly shut his mouth and face, turn his face in the direction of his group. It starts chaburosi in the direction of his group. Shaleich Shidu, so they shouldn't suspect him. He's eating with the other group. The Shreel Eletan is done. Our Tana holds. Our Pesach Nechol Shechaburis. The common Pesach can be eaten in two groups. Aval Adam Echad. But one person, Ein Eichel Shechaburis, cannot eat in both places. Ein Eichel Shechaburis, Mimeno, Olohochi, Moichi, Bebais. And this is how we explain the Pesach. Bebais Echad Yoichad. That's the last expansion. But by the way, the Shein Adam Eichel is Shein Adam Eichel is Shein Adam. One person is not allowed to eat in two houses. Shein Chaburis. And two groups that turn their face. Shein Batim Domi are considered like two houses. Top, and the mission ended off that a Kala can turn her face. A Kala, she bush. She's embarrassed to show her up with Panel and Sadaka. She can turn her face the opposite direction. Velechel, Kidamon, Petach Nechel, Stecha Boys. Rashi says, the reason why a Kala turns her face is because the Petach can be eaten through Chaburis. But met, once she turns her face, she's like two Chaburis. And it's okay. So Amisha says the Petach can turn her face, that Kala can turn her face. Is only because we hold that Pesach can be eaten in two groups. Right? It's not exactly like you were saying beforehand. Yeah, the Kala turning a face is indeed a different Chabura. But it doesn't matter because a Pesach can be eaten in two Chaburas.
Is that only if there's another Chabura there that's facing in the direction that she's currently facing? Or even if there's no other Chabura, just her individually turning her face makes her separate from the rest of the
group. Yeah, she's turned herself. You have 15 people eating in one direction and she's faced the other direction. She's now her own group. It doesn't matter because a person can eat, a person can be eaten in two groups. Can the Kala afterwards turn herself around and continue eating with the other people?
No,
because she can't eat in two groups, so she wouldn't be able to turn herself around and become part of the other group. That's what comes out from us.
Like the Tino.
She can turn her face before she starts eating, and that will be now her group, herself.
If she's bullshit, why does she want him?
She's facing the other way. No. There's a group of 15 around the table. She turns herself, let's say they're all facing Mizrah, she faces Myra. She doesn't want them to see her eating. Someone's seen her eating.
She's a college.
No, there is no other group. No. She is the other group.
She becomes the other group.
She is the other group. She's turned herself around. So now she's the other group. Now, she's eaten Gombeth, but can she turn herself around back to continue eating with her family? She becomes more heinous during the meal. Can she turn around and continue eating? No, she can't. Because that's one group, and she's a different group. And she can't eat in two groups.
Isn't an individual, like,
definition not a chamorah?
No.
One person could be a
chamorah. One person could be a chamorah, and she doesn't make a mark. This is
the Mishnah. If she were the
That was then slightly more complicated, but yeah. Based on the rules that we have here, yes, that's right. Yeah, it was slightly more complicated. But yeah, be careful, yeah. But based on what you're saying is true. For instance, when you go to a hotel, for those of you that have eaten at hotels, so the hotel provides food. It's all the same food. So you do one big zimun for everyone in the hotel, or does each group have their own? Or maybe even more. No, stop. People say, I'll go with my wife. So there's more than 10 men who are sitting in the hall. Do I make a zimun with the 10 people? No, I don't. Why? Because I'm facing my wife. Although we have the same food. I'm facing my wife, that's my group. And they're facing them, that's their group. Each group is divided up. How we divide it up, there's no machitza between us. There's no, they may come in between. So why is it divided up? It's divided up because there's each one of you is facing each other, your own thing. You don't want to be past the other one. That's the idea. So Mela, that's what I'm sure is pointing out from here. It's just true.
This might be a technicality. Let's say this Kala was just started as the group, but she's sitting with them, she didn't eat anything yet. And then she turned to eat. So she didn't do anything wrong because she was never part of the first group to eat it until you actually eat.
Yeah, that's right. Until you become best up, they're not part of the group. Right. There's a Gemara on the base that it's not on our syllabus. So I'll share it with you. The Gemara says that Rav Huna came to a place and they came to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, the house of Nachman Yitzchok. They asked him, what's your name? He said, Rav Huna. They put him at a very posh place. He called himself Rav Huna. He must be some rabbi. So they put him at the top of the table, like some posh place. So he sat there without making a fuss. And then they said, they gave him wine to drink, and he drank it in one go. Right, in two goes, sorry, like two gulps, and he drank it facing the tzibur. So then they facing the tzibur, facing the people. He was not like hiding himself. Then they must have chaf that Rav Huna wasn't exactly the biggest godlander. He must have been Talmud Chacham because it's apparently Talmud Chacham. So they asked him, why did you sit in this most possible place? And the first of all, they asked him, why do you call yourself Rav Huna? She said, that's what they called me when I was born, because maybe saw Rav Huna, so that's my name. She said, so why did you sit in such a chosher place? She said, whatever you tell me to do, come ask about a bite from us, say, what me say? So he told me to say, I say. Then they asked him, so why did you drink it facing the table? Where is it? So he turned around when he drank it. She said, the Mishnah said, Anyakala turns the face. It means a man, the definition is not embarrassed when he eats or drinks, and therefore there's no Indian to turn your face. If you're in front of chosher people, I know myself, if I'd be in front of chosher people, I'd be embarrassed to eat like in front of them. I don't know, turn around or something. Have you ever been in an elevator? Yeah? Have you not noticed how nobody faces each other? Everyone faces opposite direction, looking at the wall, the middle, the corner there, something very interesting up there. It's embarrassing to face people unless you've got some heimishkeit with them. Right? The color has the embarrassment. Says Rav Huna, say the color has that. But when I'm eating with whoever I'm eating, it doesn't matter who it is, I don't have the embarrassment. Right, okay, start the Gemara. Masnitin, Mani, Evyudahi. And now we start off, like Yossi's saying, we've got the Tzukim to work out. It's true, there's Tzukim last week's Parsha, which is an explanation. In this Mishnah, it was apparent that Kompetra can be eaten in two groups, despite the fact that the Apostle clearly said last week's Parsha, not like that. The Apostle said, Bebayit Echod. What did the Apostle say, Yossi? Bebayit Echod? No.
Yeah.
Ye'ochel. The Pasuk says, then Bayis Dechot, in one house, it must be eaten. Bayis Dechot, Ye'ochel, there's an Ziktuk, it's the Nifal or something like that. Ye'ochel, it must be eaten. Right? So Mela, question is, how can our Mishnah tell us otherwise? How can the Mishnah say you can eat the Korban Pesach in two chaburas? Negative apostle. It says the Gemara that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Yehuda. The Tanya, it says in the Brayta, they're like this. Ala batim asher yo'ochlu oisoi behem. That's also an Asik Pasha. The apostle says, ala batim loshen rabim asher yo'ochlu oisoi behem. Melame. From here we see, if it says loshen rabim, melame, sha pesach nechal b'shtei chaburas. The Korban Pesach can be eaten in two groups.
Well, from which words?
Alabatim. The house is.
That's location. This is
if two people are eating in two different houses, by definition, it's two chaburis. On what doorpost?
The doorpost and homes in which they live in, as opposed to the barn and things like that.
Right, but the passage says, on doorposts of what? Which doorpost? No, it doesn't say Asher Doru Sham.
The place where you eat.
It. No, you read that out loud. Your life. Now you can translate it now.
They shall take some of his blood and place it on the two doorposts and on the lintel on the house in which they will eat it.
Right, on the houses that they will eat it. What it? Korban Pesach. On the houses that they will eat it. On the houses, meaning they will eat the Korban Pesach in two groups, in two houses. Right? So it must be, you see from there that you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in two houses. Yochol Yehei Ha'oichol Oichol B'Shtei Mekoimois. Maybe also Yehei Ha'oichol, can it be the one person can eat it? He can eat in two places. It means the individual. Can he eat in two places? Tamaloima Bevayis Dechot Yoichol. In one house you must eat. But you must eat in one house. But it can be eaten in two houses. How can that be? He split up the Korban Pesach in two groups. Each group eats it in their group. Then neither of the groups can go and join the other one to continue eating. From here we see Hashamish Shaokh Kazayis Hitzadatano. Never at least Hashamish for Miskin. He was roasting the Korban Pesach on Leon Silela Seder. He had to roast on Seder night. So they were roasting, he was roasting on Seder night and he said, wow, this is a nice tasty piece of meat. Now let's eat a little bit of it. The minute he started eating that little bit by the oven, that's now his place. Now he can't go back to eat with the rest of the crowd. And not only that, if he would stop eating and go to the crowd to bring them the Korban Pesach, he can't continue eating the Korban Pesach because he can't even go back to where he was, because since he left it, it's like now a new group. That group's finished. And now when he comes back, he's like starting a new group, which is a problem. So Mela, if he's a clever person, be careful, if he's clever, before he leaves the oven, the money increasing him, and he will fill himself up with this Korban Pesach. Because he knows that the minute he leaves here, he won't be able to continue eating Korban Pesach. And if the chabur wanted to do him a favor, he doesn't want to eat now. He wants to be part of the group eating now. Yeah. So if his chabur want to help him, they'll come to him. They'll relocate from sitting in the middle of some nice dining room to sit on the side of the oven.
But they haven't started eating.
They haven't started eating yet. He's busy roasting Korban Pesach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda?
If you start eating, you can't leave.
If you start eating, you can't leave.
You can't even go back.
And you also see that it can be eaten in the Korban Pesach, it can be eaten in two groups. You see the Korban Pesach can be eaten in two groups because he eats and he'll eat what he eats, and then he's going to bring the rest to the other group. So it can be eaten in two groups, but it can be eaten in two groups, but you personally cannot. Yes. Mitzvah Sichus Kilam. Mitzvah Sichus Kilam. Very good. Okay, so what are you saying? Therefore,
have to go.
Okay. That's very good. Good aura. First of all, you can answer many ways. I never thought this question, but you can answer many ways. Number one is that the Rabbanan will tell you with things of eating, then a lot of places will say you don't need kavanah. Right? Anything to do with eating, you don't need kavanah. Not so, yeah. A lot of places will say that, ein bach. Number two is whether or not you have kavanah or not. The physical thing. The Korban Pesach can't be eaten in two places. You can't eat the Korban Pesach in two places. So on the Shaneli, whether you have kavanah or not, the minute you enter from the Korban Pesach, there's a limitation now preventing you from eating the Korban Pesach somewhere else. Not that you can't eat a kind of mitzvah in two places. You can't physically eat from the Korban Pesach in two places. So Mela, even if we don't go down the road of mitzvahs, ain't just kavanah here. The physical fact that you ate in two places is the problem.
Did you say that you couldn't go back?
He can't go back. Why not? Because the minute he left, so where's his group? Where's that chabura? But his group was by the tunnel. Now he's left, so that group's gone.
Dismantled. He didn't start eating again. He did. He didn't.
No. He was by the tunnel.
Yeah, the hunters were starting to eat.
Right.
So meaning whatever group was there before he left wasn't even his group.
No. By the tunnel.
Yeah.
He was the only guy by the tunnel.
Yeah.
Right. And he ate from there. So he now made himself a new group. That's my group. Now the halacha is that if you leave the place where you ate and didn't leave any people behind, then that's been dismantled now.
Right.
Where's the chabura? He didn't leave
it.
He was the only one there.
Otherwise, the shamash couldn't go to.
Right. Yeah. Very good. I was waiting for you to point out. Yeah. Very good. So if you were eating on your own, or even if you were eating with a whole group and the whole group left, then when you come back, it's like making a new group. So maybe this shamash could be at a tiny morsel of this Korban Pesach. So if he leaves that area, that's it. That's it. It's Korban Pesach. He's not allowed to continue eating. Not there. They're not there.
Why not there?
Why don't you want to put it on?
Eating by yourself. Because
it's made itself. Yeah. Drop now. Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you go to the bathroom once. Right. So this side is also got the brachas and all these halachas, the same idea. So, okay, so...
This is a question for me. Like, if you read in the Haggidah and having regular Suda, you keep your own back to the door, that's not a problem.
If it's all one room, yeah. Not if it's all one room. If it's all one room, you wouldn't have to. Right. So, that's Reb Yehuda. What's Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon Oimeh. Reb Shimon says otherwise. The same two psukim. Ala batim asher yichlo yisrimem. And... Bebayt echod ye ochel. What's Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says, "Ala batim she ochlu ma'isemehem." That pasuk vashe ala batim she ochlu ma'isemehem elamed can teach us oichel b'shem ekoimis. That person can eat in two places. That's what it says. Ala batim ashe ye ochlu oisemehem, which people eat in different houses. You see, you can eat in different houses. Yochel yehei nechal b'shtei chaburis. Perhaps the composite itself can be eaten in two chaburis. Talmud Lema b'bayit echod yeochel. Yeochel tells me only in that it can be eaten only in one house. So funny machlokes. Both learn the same sukkim, and both dash on different things. So what's the kuzz machlokes? The mic moving. I'll take your question in a minute. The mic moving. What's the machlokes? And what is the nekudas hamachlokes? And what is the hinge upon which Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon are arguing? Reb Yehuda sova yesh im lemesayis. Reb Yehuda holds yesh im lemesayis. Look at the Torah. What does the Torah say? That is what you have to follow. So if you open the Torah and you do not know how to read, you have not prepared your lining, and you see it says bebayis echod yud alef chaf lamed. You would of course read it as bebayis Mais Echod Yoichal, you must eat or he must eat in one house. That's how you would read it. Anything in the Torah is what's written in the Torah is what counts. So therefore, Abuta told me that it means with Mais Echod Yoichal that the Korban Pesach, that the person must eat in one house. So what does it mean, Ala Batim Asher Yoichlu Oitzimehem now? If you have to eat in one house, what does it mean by Ala Batim Asher Yoichlu Oitzimehem? Ah, let's go on the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach can be split up in two houses. You, independent individual, can only eat in one of those houses. And Shimon Sova... Right. And neither of the chaburas can eat in the other one. If Shimon Sova, Yeshim the Mikra, then no, Yeshim the Mikra, how do we read it? It's not what's written. How do we read it? We know you read it, but by Sechod Yeochel. Ah, Yeochel means it has to be eaten in one house. So what do we do with the Pasuk of it's a batim asher yoichlu oisei mehem? That comes to tell me that a person can eat in two places. The Korban Pesach can't be eaten in two places. The person can eat from two different Korban Pesach in two places. Okay? Baruch, Rebuta and Shimon and Kleh, what was your...
Originally when we learned Rebbe Yehuda, I didn't know how you wanted to learn the pasuk that says batin, because Rebbe Yehuda held you can't eat multiple makamos, but you can't eat multiple chaburos. So I asked him, what happened?
Well, an English person, I can't, but twice.
What
did you just say? What did Rebbe Yehuda hold?
Rebbe Yehuda holds that you cannot...
That sounds in American English and can't sounds the same.
No.
The T's not very nice.
So cannot. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you cannot eat two different places, but you can eat two different chaburos. So I asked, you can eat two different chaburos. Two different chaburos can eat from the same meat.
Right.
But one person can't eat from two. Cannot eat in two separate chaburos.
Right.
So I asked, according to that, what do you do about the fact that the pasuk says, Al Habatim Asher Yochlo? So Batim sounds like multiple places.
Right.
Which you answered, well, if you can eat in multiple places, then for sure you can eat in multiple places. No,
no, I said that the Korban Pesach can be eaten in two places. Al Habatim Asher Yochlo Yitzmeh means the Korban Pesach can be eaten in two places.
But the drusha of the Korban Pesach can be eaten in two places.
Contribute that Al-Batim HaShareich Lo Yisimahem tells me that the Korban Pesach can be eaten in two places. Said they put the blood on the houses that they eat it. So that tells me that houses can eat Korban Pesach, one Korban Pesach. And advice, Echot Yerichal is going on, you independently, you can only eat in one house. And the other chart, Rabbi Shimon said, no, that Batim HaShareich Lo Yisimahem tells me that because that you can eat in different locations. One person can eat in different locations. And Mais Echod Yochel tells me the Korban Pesach has to be eaten in one house.
Can a person, are you registered to one Korban Pesach? Here it sounds like a person can eat lamb A in this house and then you walk across the street and eat lamb B.
Yeah. Contra Shimon, that's what's allowed, yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah, Kondrev Shimon. Yeah, Kondrev Shimon, you can register yourself in multiple Korban Pesachs. Yeah.
So what did he not allow, Rav Shimon?
You can't eat the Korban Pesach, you can't divide the Korban Pesach in two houses, two locations, two chaburos.
So the same piece of meat means that the same people are starting to eat together at the same time.
Korban Pesach cannot be divided up in different locations, however you want to explain that in English. And wherever the first piece of meat is eaten, that's where the last piece of meat is eaten. And the middle piece of meat is eaten. Every piece of meat is eaten in one location.
That's
Rebbe Yehuda. That is Rebbe
Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda said you can't eat in multiple locations.
You can't eat in multiple locations. That's Rebbe Yehuda. Comes to Rebbe Shimon, the meat must be eaten in one location. Tinun is gavra or the chesed. Chesed means referring to the physical item, the gavra, the people.
How many of you know? Chesed means bringing to multiple locations.
Come to you.
Okay, Rabbi Shimon says the meat needs to be in one location.
Right.
So the person can't eat multiple locations. So he was theoretically, what scenario would he allow that Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't? He would allow
you to stop eating one Korban Pesach A in Nachal Ayalon and Korban Pesach B in Nachal Rebekah. That's what Shimon would allow. Contribute. There's no way. If you start eating a Nachal Ayalon, you can continue eating anywhere else.
You
cannot go
eat
anywhere else. Right.
But you can.
Now, another thing. If I have a very big Korban Pesach, can I divide it up and give some to people in Ayalon and some people in Nachal Ayalon? Can I do that? Contribute, no problem. Before Yom Tov, you divide it up, they get that, each one eats in their location, and very good. Contrib Shimon is forbidden. You can't divide up a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach has to eat in one location. Right? Okay.
Why? Because that's the Mishnah? Or is that the rule?
Mishnah. Very good. Right, let's use some Rashi. Alabatim. Yossi, you want to read off some Rashi? Yeah, Alabatim Rashi, you're close. Five lines up in the bottom.
First of the Gemara.
You see that two people are eating in two houses. Yoho is a hey.
Two people are eating one Korban Pesach in two houses.
Right.
2-1-2.
Right. One person eats it in one house. Let me stay about him. But when many people are eating, it says Batim Harbe. That's a I think it just means that by the Pesukim said before, "Alabatan she yichlu oisir," that's lots of people, and there it says it, it should be in different houses. You have lots of people eating in different houses, meaning you can have lots of people eating in two houses. You can have lots of people eating in different houses. You can have one common person being eaten by lots of people in various different houses. You can have one person eating in different houses. So Gavar Eichlin Harber, by lots of people eating, it says yes, you can have lots of people eating the same common person. That has to be in different, that can be in Batim Harber, different houses. Hashamash Tzileu, the Shamash was roasting the meat with Shochach, and he forgot Rechnesh Kazayt Sefiv, and he put the Kazayt inside his mouth. It's Mashu from Mizrashi, it's on the Gemara, that if he had less than a Kazayt, then he hasn't, there's no problem. He could continue eating somewhere else. Could be because you only ate the Kompetach, if he had the Kazayt. If he had less Kazayt, he wouldn't be ate, sir. Right, that's what it sounds like. A seva is what's the best way to eat it.
Putting it in your mouth, that's a way of saying eating, or is that...
Yeah. Roy Nimnolov, and he was part of this Kolben Pesach. In Pikechu, if he's a clever guy, my man creates him a menu. Because if he stands up, he means if he goes from there, Shuv lo yochel, he's not allowed to continue eating. One person can eat in various occasions. For yochel, the sibakra, the pasuk. Now remember the two pasukim he has. Mi'ad al abatim asher yoichlu oisim mehem. So what does it mean yoichlu? Yoichlu means many people. Yoichlu they. So he says it doesn't mean it. It means yoichlu sivakro akol chad v'chad ma'oichlin koi. Sometimes the Torah speaks about one person, but he speaks to him as many people because it's not just you. It's him and not just him and him and him and him. So all the guys who decide to eat can eat in many places. Right? It's really referring to an individual. Right? Each individual person who is one of the multitudes that eats can eat in many locations. Yochol Yehei Ikris of Pesach Nechov is Dechaburit. Maybe I'd be able to eat the Ikris of Pesach in two Chaburit. Tamalema, we don't need to do all of this. Rashi, Tamalema Vice Echot Yoichal. He offers, sorry. Ikris of Pesach, the Pesach itself. The Chetzes of the Pesach. The actual meat of the Korban Pesach. Maybe it could be eaten in two groups. Tamalema Vice Echot Ye Ochel. Which one? Yeah, what does that mean? You're just filling in the word Yehi Necha. Yehi Necha Mesecha Boaz. What does that mean? We just said just now that you're not allowed to eat in two groups. So what do you mean now Yochel Yehi Necha in two groups? So we just said you are allowed to eat in two groups. So what does it mean now Yochel I can eat in two groups? I just told you you're allowed to eat in two groups. No, now we're referring to the Korban Pesach itself. Then the Korban Pesach, maybe the Korban Pesach, the meat of the Korban Pesach can be eaten in two groups. Yeochel a Pesach koi. Yeochel is going on the Pesach, veloya gavri, not going on the people eating the Korban Pesach. Keloima iker tchilas achilosoi tehei bechavur achas. The eating, the beginning of the eating of this Korban Pesach has to be in one group. Now when you get to starting to eat the Korban Pesach, you can't have had that this Korban Pesach is divided up into two different places.
Has to all be in one group.
Yeah. Has to all be in one group. The Korban Pesach has to be in one group.
How about our Mishnah?
Yes, Yehuda. Our Mishnah is Rav Shimon. It shouldn't be divided up into Chaburis. But the person himself, Iboy, if he wants, Koy Mehocha, he can stand up from here, Va'ozil, and go, Va'ochel Hocha, and eat over there. So they copied Rachmano, because the Torah wasn't Magvid Elo, Aike, Tchilas, Achila. Only on the beginning of the eating the Korban Pesach, Mizikorinon, Yeochel a Pesach. We read that Yeochel a Pesach. Velo Yeochel a Gav. And not Yeochel going on the Gav. Rashi says the Gemara, Kund of Shimon, you can have the focal point of the Korban Pesach to be eaten over in one place. But when we're sitting down to eat the Korban Pesach, I'm about to start eating the Korban Pesach, 1 second, how many Korban Pesachs are there? One Korban Pesach, where is it? Is it half here, half there? That's a problem. When we're sitting down to start eating the Korban Pesach, it has to be that it's all done in one chabur. Point out something that Mr. Rashi is mashmah, that if we started eating the Korban Pesach with one chabura, and then one of those people takes from that Korban Pesach and take it to another chabura, take it to another location, it sounds like it's okay. It sounds from Rashi that would be okay. That one guy can start eating together with everyone, that one Korban Pesach, and then you take off a piece of meat from that Korban Pesach and continue eating somewhere else. It sounds from Rashi that that's okay.
That's not how he holds. He holds that you can eat in multiple places, but the Korban Pesach has to be in one place.
Yes, so Rashi mentions twice, says, when we start to become better, it has to be the Korban Pesach is in one location. But once I've started eating, can I then take some of the meat to another location? Says Rashi, it sounds like it's okay. So Shimon would say, if you start eating here, and then you can go somewhere else. Right, that's what it sounds like from Rashi. Okay?
Strange, because this is not your whole mucker with dock with benching.
Yeah, said that Hilchus Brisk, and then you have to work yourself on it. But the Hilchus Kompetach, that's it, which is really easy to understand, because I don't know if it's possible for one man to be Nimne on two Kompetach. So it says, Halach is, you have to make yourself a member of the Korban Pesach before you shecht it. I don't know if it's shayach to be on two. It's asked people know Kochim better. I don't know if it's shayach to be on two Korban Pesach. So how can it be that according to Shim, you're eating here, and then you eat somewhere else? You're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to eat. Right. It means we're going to be taking from this Korban Pesach to another location, and you're able to eat in the other location. How can that be? If Shimon holds for has to be eaten all in one location. Says Rashi, tchilas achilos has to be in one place. When we start to eat the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach has to be here, not divided up. So once I've already started eating, I can continue eating in another place.
Slide in the chitza or something. Not like going from one address to another. We're talking about you've got multiple registrations on one.
Yes, I don't know.
Families on one, and then they put a machita on the
other. Those would be good. Yeah. They were saying that you're eating, you started eating one place, and then you're going to another place. So we'll have to see about this. Twice in this Rashi seems to make this point. Chilas ikka chilosis. Yeah, let me just say one point before I take your question. As you see, with Mavish Staff is learning a different type of limos. It's being completely different now, getting into costume. And it's for a little bit more in the sugar like this than in the computer. Also, it's good to be able to get our hands in different parts. That's why it's called bubbly. Bubbly comes from the word mixture. Bubble, to mix. And indeed, you see, we learn one period who has all different in your name. That's what the beauty of Bavli is. So once we've finished this Rashi, we'd have to the whole Rashi. We have to learn Rashi until where we got to. And then we have to the Gemara slightly more. Just some Nafkaminis. Let me just save up. The Gemara slightly more. Until the two dots. And then make the way to the Mishnah could be set on the base. Like we said, a few lines in the Gemara with Rashbam now. From the Mishnah till Eimafsiyin Acha Matra Fikoimon, not inclusive. Right, which is about
Kufiyotes
on the base. From the Mishnah till Omer Yud, Omer Shul, Eimafsiyin Acha Matra Fikoimon, not inclusive. And in Rashbam, Eimafsiyin Acha Pesach Fikoimon, not inclusive. So, yes.
And
We didn't know what B'nai Maim we're talking about. We're talking about Kompes of all the Gema, all the Chagiga. Do you remember? We're unsure. Do we have any Raya now?
Yeah.